Welcome back to another special report from NemosNewsNetwork.com. On this one, we're calling it Busted: Atrocity Propaganda, Biden, Netanyahu, and Fake News Cover Up Jewry's War Crimes in Gaza. There's a lot to this. We're going to dive right in, and we're going to focus in on what's happening in Gaza with Israel carpet bombing children and pretending that they themselves are the victims of burnt babies. So, thus, burnt baby bullshit. And just like we had a few days ago, beheaded baby bullshit. This is, in essence, war atrocity propaganda to manipulate the gullible into supporting Israel while they bomb babies. Let's dive in right after a short word from our Patriot Christian sponsors. Here we go.
Got sleep issues? Let me guess. All natural sleep aids don't work for you. Well, they only have one or two ingredients to help you sleep. Try the brand new Sleepy Joe Sleep Aid. With 18 powerful sleep-inducing ingredients, Sleepy Joe is guaranteed to put you out like Sleepy Joe in his mama's basement. The label says take two, I take one. 30 minutes before I plan to sleep, and I'm out like a light for about 8 hours. Grab yourself a bottle at redpillliving.com/sleep. Lights out.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
Okay, so even the Gateway Pundit, which I generally consider to be fairly reliable, is obviously incredibly pro-Israel, even to the point where they will blindly accept fake news war atrocity propaganda. Now, the office of Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, a real demon among demons, if you catch my drift, has released horrifying and disturbing photos of babies murdered and burned by Hamas terrorists. And yet, it didn't happen. These photos were actually AI-generated fakes using existing images of puppies, for example. You can see here the burnt baby, the infamous burnt baby image that has basically been seen by maybe billions of people at this point. Except it's all a lie. Here, however, is the actual original image, and they got caught. The beheaded baby bullshit, the burnt baby bullshit, and now the bombed hospital bullshit. And it's all them. It's always them. They have 5,000 years of using such horrible and evil, dishonorable tactics to fight their battles. It's not going to change now. And they have 5,000 years of blaming it on other people. As the old saying goes, the Jew cries out as they strike you. All week, Israel has been telling people to flee the affected area of Gaza and then bombing them by the convoy load when they do, even striking and targeting, intentionally, civilians, journalists, and medical responders. Elon Musk is also doing his part. The guy who pretends to have uncensored Twitter is now censoring the truth that comes out about Israel's war crimes. I'm going to show you the video where Israel bombed the hospital and pretended it was Hamas, and then you can judge why Elon Musk would allow or even encourage or aid this to happen. Why are you covering for war crimes, Elon?
Damn it.
And then the bomb crashes.
One target
And now, the enslaved powers of the world show up to defend their masters. China is sending warships to help Israel. The U.S. is sending warships to help Israel. Who isn't? It's like the only people in the world with the courage to stand up and call the Jews the demons that they are, the murderous barbarians who are killing their neighbors and subjugating the world, is the Muslims. I mean, where is the Christian power? Where is the Christian courage? Where is the Christian morality? Of course, they are constantly having their children bombed by the Jews, so they don't really have the convenience that we have to sit here and ignore it and pretend that it's all on TV and just easily take the side that is convenient rather than do the research and find out the truth of the matter. So ignorance is bliss, and horrific atrocities continue because they think that they're going to get away with it. And now our own U.S. military is preparing to deploy our troops, missiles, and multiple carrier strike groups for this conflict against civilians. Average age 17, about 2 million people, mostly women and children, who are being carpet bombed to dust and starved to death. What little time and energy they have to explore the ruins and rubble of their homes is busy spent pulling their children out of said rubble. Anyone who fights this war for the Jews is a monster. Do not follow orders. A small interesting side note is that it does show the governments of the Western world's hypocrisy that while race riots are happening and mass immigration is encouraged to the detriment of white Christians in the Western world in their own home countries, it seems as though if you raise a finger or a protest against the Jews, or even if you refuse to serve them food, you can be deported for merely offending a Jew, but you can't be deported for raping and murdering numerous white Christian babies. Think about that. I hope that you have found this video to be of value and that it wasn't too difficult to bear, as there are a lot of horrific, terrible things that are true that are happening right now, and you've probably seen many of these images, babies being pulled from rubble, carpet bombed Gaza, civilians bombed laying everywhere in the streets, body parts and blood covered by the dust. And now they're trying to make this burnt baby bullshit stick, just like the beheaded baby bullshit lie. Help me to fight back. Don't let them make this stick. Share with people the video. Also, the bombed hospital lie. They're blaming it on Hamas, the Israeli-funded terrorist group. Yet Hamas was way off to the side shooting rockets while an Israeli warplane dropped a bomb, timing it perfectly. That's the truth that you can see with your own eyes in this video and in the separate standalone video that I have hosted on my BitChute account. Stand with us if you can. Support us. Donate. Shop Patriot with our Christian sponsors at nemosnewsnetwork.com/support. We'll see you on the next one, Yahweh willing.